Like the previous boot, Strip Generator also allows you to create comic strips, but unlike Strip Creator, Strip Generator has a greater degree of functionality and sophistication. Or at least it does in the tools allow you to edit your strip. The characters and the layout is very simplistic in a sense, in that it's largely monochrome, and the characters are sort of have a hand-drawn, line-drawn feel to it, a bit like the basic clip art that we used to get in office packages. But it's not so bad for that. I think that perhaps is gives it an interesting look and feel to it. You don't need to create an account in order to create your first comic strip, though if you want to save it and come back to it later, then obviously you will need to do that. You can choose from quite a wide variety of layouts, so you can have a single row, two rows, or even a full page, and you can choose different layouts of frames and different proportions of frames within those layouts. There's quite a wide variety of characters to choose from, and they are quite unusual. There's a lot of potential for black humour in here, and again, there's a wide variety of items that you can pop onto your comic strip from a gallery. And text comes in the form of speech bubbles, thoughts bubbles, or titles, as you might expect. But once you put a character or item on, you can resize it, you can replace it, you can choose how opaque it is, you can rotate it. So quite a high flexible editing tools. I guess comic strip would be potentially used in language teaching. Simple form allows you to create dialogue between two characters fairly rapidly, and it's that the basics of learning a second language often involve not you're not using long rambling pieces of text, and it's quite short and snappy. So I guess comic strips lend themselves to that quite helpfully. Strip Generator has to come though with a massive health warning. There is an awful lot of inappropriate content in there, and it's not something that actually you would perhaps feel safe using with younger students. It might be something that you might consider with older students, but do look at the strips that are already created, because it's incredibly easy to drop onto inappropriate content, even